This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A large explosion has rocked Beirut, Lebanon on Tuesday, according to videos from witnesses. The blast occurred in a port area and rippled through several areas of the city, shattering windows and doors, according to the witnesses and to news reports. The explosion came as a UN-backed court is trying four people from the Shiite Hezbollah group suspected of killing Lebanon's former Sunni leader Rafiq Hariri in a truck bombing 15 years ago, causing regional upheaval. The court is scheduled to deliver a verdict on Friday that could shake up the country again. The United States on Tuesday successfully tested an unarmed Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, in a launch directed from an airborne command center, according to the U.S. Air Force. The missile was launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, traveling 6,700 kilometers over the Pacific Ocean before landing in the sea near the Marshall Islands. The Air Force said that the test demonstrates that the United States nuclear deterrent is safe, secure, reliable, and effective, but added that such test launches were not a response or reaction to events or regional tensions. Colonel Omar Colbert, a commander of the 576th Flight Test Squadron, said, and this is a quote, the Minuteman III is 50 years old and continued test launches are essential, end quote. The Minuteman III has been the only surface-to-air missile in the U.S. nuclear arsenal since 2005. The Australian Defense Department said three Micronesian sailors have been rescued from a tiny Pacific island after the distress signal they wrote in the sand was spotted from above. They wrote SOS, which is an old code that means save our ship. This is VOA News.